Blog Talk Radio.
It is Saturday, July 30th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACTA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. I want to welcome everyone who's with us tonight and for the many people who have been with us over the years that continue to listen into the show. It's a great pleasure to be here. And for those who are new, what we're going to do this evening is talk about some of the basic fundamentals of this teaching, why the teaching exists, how it began, what is the purpose of the teaching, what are the goals of those people who become members of the teaching. And we're going to, we're especially fortunate to have the leader of this teaching, who is Sri Kanavji, the Mahaji, the 973rd living Sri Osha Master. He's with us tonight. He's with us for every show. And it is a great pleasure to have Sri Kanavji with us to talk to us about the teaching, not just the basics, but to get into some of the more deeper aspects of the teaching that are new each show. So it's not a rote show that we just tell the same things. There are a few things that we do need to cover every show, but then there are many other aspects that we bring into it. So Sri Kanavji, I want to welcome you. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. And how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing quite well, thanks. And perhaps we could just start with a very rudimentary level of it and talk about what is ACTA, what is this teaching about, and then with that maybe go back into a little bit of the history of ACTA.
Absolutely. Thank you for that really fine introduction. ACTA, we call the short definition, is the ancient science of Sahaji. So right out of the gate, you can see that it's very, very old, meaning that it's always existed, but sometimes it's not public. Now, the science of Sahaji means that we are the most original science of that practice of the movement of the inner self, the soul, the essence of man and woman, is this essence that will move to the higher planes. So we teach this inner movement in a daily practice we call contemplation. And contemplation is very important because it looks like meditation, but what we do is we learn how, aforesaid, to move the inner self to a higher dimension, if you will, like the New Ages would talk about. But we don't really align ourselves with the New Age teachings. We're quite separate from that, being the one true path to spiritual liberation. But specifically, we will teach that this essence I was talking about, this light and sound, and that we can hear that sound current. Each one of us can hear a high electrical pitch or ringing in the ear, which is the essence as soul. And that essence needs to move to the lower planes. And those lower planes are the physical, astral, causal, and mental planes. This essence of soul, aforesaid, is the light and sound. That sound current that we hear needs to negotiate through these lower planes to get to what is known as the fifth dimension or the soul plane. And once we get to that soul plane, when we gain self-realization, it's not like the motivators talk about self-realization. They don't have a clue, like Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra and Eckhart Tolle and all these motivator types. They don't really have a clue about what self-realization is because they don't talk about the sound current. They infer it when they talk about things, but we're more specific in giving you the actual language that can get you connected to this base concept, this primitive or primitive essence we call soul in the sound current. So when people hear this high electrical pitch or the sound current, then they learn to travel in Sahaji. We call it the ancient science of Sahaji. So Sahaji is another word for the phrase spirit travel or soul travel. So that's the phrase, the English phrase. Sahaja is one word, a higher Sanskrit word, just like Akasha is a higher Sanskrit word. It's a language of vibration, high vibration that one can feel. When you hear that term used, then one will be able to raise their state of consciousness and feeling the vibrations. So the teaching is really about feeling that people have had for eternity in this essence as soul. And then in that essence, we move to these higher planes, you see. So these lower planes that I said about the physical, astral, causal, mental planes are the planes of karma and reincarnation. So we learn how to negotiate through them. The other teachings that are similar in terms of light and sound paths will deviate from Akita because they don't give the basic fundamentals, the basic language, because they lose themselves in the welter of words, if you will, and really they aggrandize their leader as some kind of god or imperial ruler or some kind of real nonsense, and then they charge you money for the privilege to worship him or her, right? So they have all these leaders out there, but you'll notice that nobody does it for free, and we're the only ones that do it for free. So our message is very pure in terms of not making a monetary gain from it. So our attitude is to gain spiritual liberation freely by stepping on the path of Akita as a member, which is also free, along with the books and the seminars. We don't charge for anything. So people can know right out of the gate that we're not pitchmen or salesmen. I'm not trying to pitch to you or try to get into your pocket like Harpo Marx or whatever, which is funny. He used to put his leg in their pocket. But anyway, and not putting your hand in your pocket. So we're not doing that. So we're not out here to get monetary gain. We're out giving a pure message of liberation, spiritual liberation, that no one else has. And I challenge people all the time, go elsewhere and try to find the language of Akita, and it won't be there. If you're a ready soul, you'll notice that anything we say is not a riddle to you. It's not something complex. It's not something that you won't understand. You'll know right away because you're one of those 75 million people in a 7.5 billion people planet called Earth. So the 75 million ready souls, what we say is true to them, and they'll step onto the path very shortly because it's not a complex, or they don't misunderstand what we talk about. It's very simple. The access is simple. It's always been that way because it's supposed to touch that one that's feverishly seeking the higher planes. And those planes are above those four lower planes I was talking about to start with the fifth plane, which really is the first plane of the God realization, where one will have experiences in the higher planes that go on for eternity. So we're talking about eternity here. We're not talking about limitations. We're not talking about reincarnation and karma as a goal. Like you'll have Hindu paths or Eastern philosophy that they're really pointing to these incarnations, but they don't really know how to liberate yourself from that. If they say it, they still can't do it. They don't have the mantra, the huge chant that we teach all the new people. The hue is the syllable in the word human, where that huge chant is the universal mantra, we call it, where one can chant the hue, and by doing that, they rise above these lower manifest dimensions, those planes of karma and reincarnation. Now, I also point out, which is very important, that when one steps onto the path of Akita, that karma we were talking about ceases. The karma ceases, and then one lives in the world of Dharma. They actually practice the Dharma and not karma any longer. So Akita could be said that it's called the Dharma path or the karmaless path, and then one can realize that they transcend their karma by stepping on the path of Akita. All right, that's very important. So when one hears that language, that specific information, they can go elsewhere and search for other teachings for that same language, and it doesn't exist. You see what I mean? Therefore, the ready soul comes back after investigating everything, and they'll step onto the path of Akita in a heartbeat, because we have Chilas and students. That the word Chila is a higher Sanskrit word for student. We use higher Sanskrit because it's a language of power. The Akita is a higher Sanskrit word, that when we use that word Akita, it really means equilibrium. So, Leslie, why don't you take us through a contemplation, if you will? I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And so the contemplation exercise is a spiritual exercise that we do 30 minutes daily. And the reason we do it for this length of time is that it covers a 24-hour span. So it's very important, because what happens during the contemplation is that we're tuning into spirit, and we're letting spirit, which we call spiritual, which is seen as light and heard as sound, flow through us during specifically, even though we're channeled for spirit all the other times, this is more of a concentrated effort. And so it's very, very important to do this on a daily basis. And this is really the modus operandi of how someone unfolds spiritually by doing the spiritual exercises. Not to say that you can't unfold otherwise, but this really facilitates the unfoldment so that people can get to the goals that they're seeking, which are on this path, self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery. So what I'm going to do now is just give you a brief version of what's called a hue chant. Because what we do is chant the hue, because it's a word off the 10th plane, which actually also means God. And because of its very high vibration, it really nullifies any kind of negativity that's in the area, whether it's on the, you know, within you that you're feeling you're being attacked, or whether it's outside of you. So that's why it's so very important to use the hue. And so we call this just a brief hue chant. Now, just briefly, when you do this hue chant and then the 30-minute period that follows it, you can have many different experiences, because, yes, you can see the light of spirit, which can be seen as a white or yellow light. We can also see the light of the inner master, which is seen as a sort of a royal blue light. It can be seen as a royal blue star as well. And you might hear the sound current, which is often heard as a high-pitched electrical sound, but it can also be heard as a musical instrument, different musical instruments on various planes. For example, on the 5th plane, it's heard as a single note of a flute. On the physical plane, it's actually a sound of thunder. So each plane has its own sound, its own color, and its own word that's related to that plane. So for the meantime, I just want people to experience what it feels like. Sorry, can people hear me? Are there?
Yes, people can hear you.
Okay, sorry. I apologize for that short technical error there. But I want people to be able to experience what the hue itself feels like, because it is extremely high vibration and really much higher than what's used on any other path. For example, Om is used by the Buddhas, but that really will only get you to the 4th plane. It will not even bring you to spiritual liberation. So the hue will. And what we do is close your eyes, feet flat on the floor, or we can have them cross-tail or flash in Indian fashion, whatever's comfortable. Put our attention on either the third eye or the spot on the top of the head called the crown chakra, where the soul enters the body when the baby is born. And those are the two highest chakras that should only be used. And then what we're going to do is take a deep breath or two to relax, and then just chant a hue, and it sounds like this. You. Barak HaBashad, which means may the blessings be. Now, when you're doing the Hue chant at home, I may have neglected to mention that your eyes will be closed, and also that you can chant for a few moments, you can chant longer, whatever's comfortable for you, but after you're done chanting, you want to be quiet and just keep your attention on the third eye or the crown chakra at that time. But it's a gentle focus. It's not forced in any way. And that's really important because it allows spirit to come and flow through you at that time. Srikadaji, did you want to add anything to this?
Well, thank you for taking us to the Hue chant, because one can really tune in and feel the essence of the Sarosha. And that's really the most important part of all this. We can talk to Rabu in the face, but if one can't feel the vibrations and experience the sound current that we were talking about, you can hear it as like a high electrical pitch mainly. And when you hear that, then that's the experience. The rest of it is a guidance mechanism to get people to gain this spiritual enlightenment, and that's our responsibility. But like I said, go elsewhere. Nobody's really guiding you to this essence. There are some light and sound paths, but they don't really get into it specifically like we do in Akita. They sort of dash it off the side, talking about affirmations and getting rich and all these things that people do, which is all right. But then again, there are some pretty miserable people that are wealthy. So my attitude is you need to gain spiritual liberation before you do all those things. And my teacher said the same thing. Be out before you prostrate yourself in the human world. You need to gain your own self-realization, firstly. But these other teachings do not have self-realization. We have self-realization and can gain that confidence on the fifth plane. Nowhere else can you get that. That's why we lose 99 out of 100, because they get upset with that statement. But my opinion is fine, get upset, I don't care about that. The 1 in 100 won't, and they'll hear what we have to say, and will become members and join the path of Akita. And that's what this is really about. For that ready soul, it's not going to reject things on a silly basis, you see, or silly arguments that people come with all the time. That's a constant basis, you see. So when you get with disagreeable people, my opinion is just walk away. Find agreeable people, nurture that. When there are people in certain individual circles that you can get with and nurture that particular opinions and viewpoints, because they're moving in the right direction. People that are not moving in the right direction, that are anti, are just people you need to walk away from. If you need to get into the firefight, okay. If you win an argument, what have you created? You've created an enemy. See what I mean? Yeah, if you win an argument, you've created an enemy. An enemy will come after you. That's what is known as karma. So you see, that's why we live over and over again, because we try to face the challenges, and in the process, it becomes foolishness. So it's not a challenge when you're dealing with people that agree with you. Not a challenge at all, because they're the ready soul that need to have the matrix of Akita, the true liberation path that we teach each week here on Saturday nights. So that's what we do. We present the path to the ready soul, and the ready soul picks up on it, understands it, becomes a member, and then they gain spiritual liberation over a path. The program's about 30 years to mastery, but most people go much quicker than that. Some people have been initiated in other light and sound paths. We'll recognize that too. We don't necessarily have to be people starting at the very beginning per se, if you already have a certain awareness. But remember, the path of Akita is unique from the standpoint it isn't just another thing, or it isn't just another path. It's not a religion. It's a science, a pathway, or teaching. Those four distinctions are what Akita really is, a pathway, science, or teaching. You see what I mean? But not a religion, not a philosophy, not a esoteric teaching or a cult or an occult. It has nothing to do with that. It's not a New Age teaching. We don't affiliate ourselves with the New Age festivals. We don't go into those festivals. People that go into the festivals, I always claim that they're Buddhists because they have symbols on their banner on the outside. And then they say, well, we're not Buddhists. Well, then why are you representing that particular symbol or that statue or whatever? You see what I mean? So they really don't have the language. They've lost it. Whereas in ACTA, we bring back the pure message of the proper language of liberation, the LL, liberation language. You like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Well,
it's very
important.
Important
because people don't realize that they're searching for spiritual liberation. So that's kind of interesting. There's so many New Age paths out there, and people get, you know, wayward. They stray in different areas because they don't know what they're searching for. So they look at, you know, so many different things and get taken in by it, and they try this and that, and they mix it all together, and it doesn't, you know, they don't evolve with it. They don't unfold with it. It doesn't get them anywhere except confused. And so they come
right,
out of
it. Right, because
all it is
a spinning around in a circle in the lower world. So you just spin around, and
yeah.
They have no target, no direction to gain the fifth level. It's specific, which is the plane of the demarcation, separation from the lower realm into the essence as soul, the light and sound within one that one can hear. And it's the power of our essence as soul, which is above the mind, above the causation. It's above the astral plane and the emotions and above the physical. So we're above that. But who teaches that? I mean, even Eckhart doesn't teach that anymore, which was my mentor's teaching between 1965 and 1971 for those 6 years. They were teaching what we were teaching. But now they don't teach it anymore, which is really amazing because it's silly. Because the actual essence of what we're talking about is really a pathway to get place that you need to gain spiritual liberation. It's not because all of a sudden somebody dies and they go to heaven. No, not at all. You know, that's really a sad version of what religion does to people. They make it out like, okay, Joe Smith, rest in peace. You know, his spirit goes to a much better place. Does he really? Most of the time and all the time, they're reincarnated. Or they may spend 1,000 years on the astral plane. Then the Calamaranjan, the negative demon of the lower planes, comes in and goes, oh, okay, you got to reincarnate in the physical plane. Do you believe that? Because you don't have the huge chant, which is the golden key to get past the demon on the inner. We teach that. But nobody else teaches that, see? So therefore, when you pass away and you're on some other path or no path, you go to the astral plane. Sure, you might have some, like you were saying earlier today, we had a satsang and Sri Sakula Ani, which is Leslie Arnold's spiritual name, as a spiritual master, she's explaining how people can have a lot of fun for a long time on a different plane, but eventually they're forced back into the physical plane. In ACTA, we give a factor of freedom of choice. You get choice back. Well, you don't have to do that. The demon comes in there, you do a huge chant, and he's gone. As you say, it dispels all negativity, which the worst of the negativity is the Calamaranjan. So we do a huge chant, and he can't do anything with that. See, that's the beauty of the huge chant that we teach to people. If you learn anything tonight, get that huge chant, because it's the golden key on the inner that will dispel all negativity. So we're the only ones that really teach that, because the other light and sound paths have gotten so far away from the essence of what goes on that there are religions and they want the money from their followers and they tell little Johnny stories or talk about the weather or they talk about animal stories. That's great, you know, but insult everyone's intelligence and get nowhere.
I'm gonna mention a couple things to kind of change.
Okay, good.
First of all, if you want to learn about the various spiritual techniques that are available to practice the spiritual exercises, the contemplation techniques, the introductory book, the ACTA introductory book is on our website, ACTA.com. So please go to that. And as Sri Kadasi said, we don't charge for anything, so you can download the books for free. There are several different books there that you can read, but the introductory book is an excellent place to start. because in addition to giving you different contemplation techniques, which I believe are in chapter 3, it also has what's called the God Works chart, where it shows the layout of the inner planes from the lower worlds through the higher worlds up into the 10th plane. So it's very important because you can see what colors are associated with the planes, the sounds, and it gives you guidelines. So if you're traveling on the inner, you can know where you are. And so it's very important to get familiar with that. And also what I'd like to mention is that we have a talk coming up on August 9th, which is the second Tuesday of this month, and it's taking place at the Philadelphia Central Library at 1901 Vine Street in Philadelphia. It's room 108. Now, Sri Kadachi is going to be here, so he's not at every talk, and this is an excellent opportunity to get to meet the master, to hear him speak live, and I, you know, encourage all of you that are in the area that it is possible for you to come to Philadelphia to hear Sri Kadachi and meet Sri Kadachi. This is a wonderful time to do it. So it's 6:30, Tuesday, August 9th, room 108 at the Philadelphia Central Library at 1901 Vine Street. And that information is also on our website. As well, if you're someone that thinks you're ready to step onto the path, you can go to our website, and there's an application there. There's no fee for joining, but you do need to fill out the application so we can have your membership on hand and follow where you are on the path. So that's something that's available for those people who do think they're ready at this point to do that. If not, feel free to read all the materials that are available, because besides the books, We also have audios that you can listen to as well, where you can listen to Sri Kadachi. Additionally to that, you can listen to the archives of this show, the Akita Blog Talk Radio Show, because we've been airing this show for years, and there are hundreds of Blog Talk Radio shows that you can listen to. So you have many different options if you're interested in learning more about this path or stepping onto this path, if you feel you're ready to do that. So I wanted to mention that. And also, for those who think that that you can meet Sri Kadachi all the time, that's not the case. These are very special times when he's speaking in public. So if at all you can avail yourself of that opportunity, it would be, a wonderful experience to do so. And there will be other members of ACTA there as well, who can talk about their experiences and who you can meet. So it's a great opportunity for anyone that's seriously interested in their spiritual unfoldment. So thanks for letting me take the time to mention that, Sri Kadachi. We've only got about a minute left. So I did want to take this time to thank you for being with us every show and giving us your words of enlightenment when you're with us. It is wonderful to be able to listen to every show, and I know I greatly appreciate it, and I know many other people do as well. So with that, I wanted to thank everyone for being here this week, and I want to give you, Sri Kadachi, the opportunity. We've got about 35 seconds left, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to close the show for the evening, if you would be happy to do that.
Thank you very much, Leslie. I really appreciate you being here and being the representative of ACTA. As a master raises his right hand in the spiritual blessing of the Broadbeast Roshan Masters, and he says, "I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka Bashad."